Argentine President Javier Milei to attend CPAC. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 15, 2024. Argentine President Javier Milei will attend this year's Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, American Conservative Union, ACU, and CPAC Chairman Max Lopp revealed this week. Describing him as an exceptional leader fighting socialism, Schlopp's wife Mercedes announced his participation in Spanish. President Milei of Argentina will be joining us at CPAC next week, Max Lopp said, sharing her announcement. This addition is significant, as CPAC, which is being held February 21 to February 24 at the Gaylord Resort and Conference Center in National Harbor, Maryland, right outside the U.S. Capitol, continues to attract international conservatives who stand against the globalist agenda to this year's conference. Others attending include former British Prime Minister Liz Truss and Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador. Schlopp, who described CPAC as the anti-World Economic Forum, or Wexit, recently told Breitbart News Saturday that these international conservatives are coming, in part, because they're really worried about America. They want America to hear the message that, you know, we love your history. We love the fact that you were always a religious people. We love the fact that you have a written constitution and you have diverse opinions. But you always found a way to kind of be patriotic and understand there was a cause for the country. And they're worried that we've lost all that and they want the American voter to hear that. And I do think it's interesting that you have so many people coming from Spanish-speaking countries, he said. We're Wexit. The World Economic Forum exit. Let's put pressure on companies to not deal with these people. Let's put pressure on our politicians to not play footsie with these people. Schlopp added, noting that all these world leaders who are coming over, they're not asking for money. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Matt Schlopp, February 10, 2024. They're not asking for us to do anything other than let them solve their problems and help them be independent of these globalists who probably are the ones who caused the problems, Schlopp explained. Related, CPAC tribute, Andrew Breitbart was the quintessential happy warrior. Former President Donald Trump, whom CPAC endorsed, will also break Ronald Reagan's record this year, attending the conference for the 14th time. Flashback, Nikki Haley heckled by Trump supporters at CPAC, "We love Trump."